Extended Skills Trainer 2.
Hi, and welcome to School Talk, your local school-produced online podcast. Today I'm interviewing Kevin Biggs, a good friend and fellow student here at Homewood School, who has just returned from a 10-month exchange programme to the United States. Kevin is 15 and he spent a whole school year in Seattle. So, Kevin, how did you feel when you first went there?
I was terrified. For one thing, I'd never flown before and it's a really long flight. It took about 14 hours altogether on three different planes. I kept worrying I'd get on the wrong plane or something, but of course I arrived safe and sound. I was also worried that I might not fit in with the family I was staying with, or I wouldn't make any friends. I'm a bit shy, so it was all pretty scary at first.
So, were you right to be worried?
Not at all. The family I stayed with were great. They're just really cheerful, enthusiastic people, and they did everything they could to make me feel at home. Plus, they spent most of the school holidays taking me to different places in the US and Canada, so I got to see a lot of interesting things.
What surprised you most about the experience?
Gosh, a lot of things were unexpected. Of course, the people are very open and friendly, but I knew that anyway. I was surprised at how interested they are in people from other countries. They wanted to know everything about life here in Britain, but I think the thing that really amazed me was how big the US is. I mean, the first trip we took was to Yellowstone Park, and we drove over 1,000 kilometres, but that was like nothing at all to my host family. I mean, 1,000 kilometres, and we were still in the western part of the US. It makes everything here seem really small and close together.
I've heard that train journeys across the US are pretty amazing too. Did you get to do one?
No, I didn't. Maybe next time. But the cool thing about Seattle is that there's water everywhere, so there are lots of boats, ferries and ships of all kinds. We actually went on a cruise to Alaska during the spring vacation, and that was amazing.
So, do you have any advice for young people who are thinking about studying in the US?
Here's one funny thing. If you're from the UK, everyone will think you're really intelligent, and they just can't resist British accents. More seriously, don't expect to be challenged by the schoolwork. It all seems a bit more basic than what we study here. But I have to say it was easy to get used to the system there, and I learnt a lot more maths and science, which I'm not great at, because of the way they teach it there.
Well, thanks, Kevin. You've made me want to go there now.